This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. If this is Monday, Donald Trump must have said something provocative about the global economy, and sure enough, he did. On Meet the Press yesterday, the Republican nominee threatened to pull the U.S. out of the World Trade Organization if it didn't go along with his plans. The thing is, the WTO is the place that we, that is the United States, go to block unfair trade practices, like the ones Mr. Trump complains about a lot. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes it from there.
Here's what Donald Trump said about the WTO on Meet the Press.
The World Trade Organization is a disaster. You
know, but it turns out the U.S. has had pretty good luck using the WTO to block China, says Howard Gleckman, a senior fellow at the Tax Policy Center.
In at least three occasions in recent years, we have won cases in the WTO and gotten the Chinese to back off.
Without the WTO, we could go back to the bad old days, letting our ambassadors iron out trade disputes. How effective is that?
Not very.
Gary Huffbauer is a former trade negotiator, now a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says there are so many more trade disputes than there used to be. Ambassadors would be overwhelmed.
Ambassadorial time is limited. They always have a lot of things on their plate.
Huffbauer says we could just raise the tariffs or taxes on foreign goods we import. Hey, even start a trade war. Peter Cohn is a research analyst with Height Securities.
A trade war, it may sound good and it may, you know, stir up populist feelings, but ultimately it's going to have a negative impact on the U.S. economy and ultimately cost jobs.
Because Cohn says other countries would raise tariffs on things we export to them. We'd export less, and jobs here would be lost. Huffbauer is also worried about that, but he says Trump calls himself a deal maker and may be counting on making deals so we wouldn't have to do things like leave the WTO. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.